Last time we learned the idea of Birchas HaMitzvahs. We said over general three mahalchim. The first was from the Chinuch that Birchas HaMitzvahs, we make a brach before we make a mitzvah, is a Birchas HaYidah, Birchas HaShvach. And the second mahalch was based on the Ramban, that it's a type of a Birchas HaNenen, that the neshama is nene from the mitzvah, so before the neshama is nene, the person makes a bracha. And the third was based on the Chassam Sefer brings from the Kuzari, that, and also we said from the Noi de Behuda that there's a double idea to make a bracha before a mitzvah, specifically before a mitzvah, Iver Lasiyasan, because the bracha is firstly the hachana to the mitzvah, and that's makabel, a person's makabel, the Kedushas HaMitzvah, already before he starts the mitzvah. That Kedusha, the Nefesh HaChaim says, is Mesayeya, helps the person to finish, complete the mitzvah. And it's also, we said from the Nei Behuda, the Bracha is being Megala and being Medea, that I'm doing the mitzvah because Hashem said to do it. I'm not doing this because I enjoy shaking a lulav. I'm doing it because I'm doing a mitzvah of Hashem. And we suggested that that's the two parts of the Bracha, Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvah Yisav, Vitzivanu, the bracha is being makabel the kedushas hamitzvah already before Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvah, and Vitzivanu that I'm being megala, I'm notifying, making clear that I'm doing this because Hashem said I should do it, and that's what I'm doing right now. Be'ez Hashem, this week we're going to move on into the nusach habracha itself, Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvah Yisav. Simply, that means that Hashem made us holy, sanctified us with the mitzvahs. The truth is that we find a connection, a unique connection, specifically with mitzvahs to the idea of Kedusha. And it's interesting, over other things, even specifically mitzvahs, not Torah, not Avodah, that mitzvahs specifically, we connect with Kedusha. For example, we say in Shabbos Davening, Kadeshenu b'mitzvah Yisecha, saying Chalkeinu b'mitzvah Yisecha. Specifically, mitzvahs are connected with bring Kedusha. In Yom Tov Davening, we say, "In Atu Bechaton Mikol Amim Haftei Son or Tzisavano," right? And then we say, "V'Kidash Tonu B'Mitzvah Yisecha." Hashem was Mekadesh us with His mitzvahs. Seems like there's some connection. In fact, the pasuk in the parasha of Tzitzis and Shlach, right? It says, "Asisem Es Kol Mitzvah Yisai." You'll do all the mitzvahs. Then V'Yisem Kedoshim. You'll be Kaddish. So it seems like in the pasuk that there's a connection between us doing mitzvahs and becoming Kaddish. And that's Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvah Yisav. The truth is interesting, because if you look in the Sifri says this, on the Pasuk of V'yisim Kedoshim, Asisim is called mitzvah Yisav, V'yisim Kedoshim. The first opinion in the Medrash over there in the Sifri says, V'yisim Kedoshim l'elekechem, zu kedushas kol ha-mitzvahs. This is a kedusha of all the mitzvahs, right? V'asisim is called mitzvah Yisav, V'yisim Kedoshim, doing all mitzvahs makes a person Kaddish. But then it's interesting, Rebbe over there says not like that. He says, Zu Kedushas Tzitzis. It's specifically, V'yisim Kedoshim is going back on doing the mitzvah of Tzitzis. Specifically, the mitzvah of Tzitzis gives Kedusha. And he says, well, maybe it's talking about all the mitzvahs. Atoimer Zu Kedushas Tzitzis, Ayene El Kedushas Kol Mitzvahs. Maybe it's a Kedusha for all the mitzvahs. Kishuemer Kedoshim Tiyu, when it says, right, Pashas Kedoshim, Kedoshim Tiyu, that you should be Kaddish, that's Kedushas Kol HaMitzvahs. So the Kedusha of all the mitzvahs is in Pashas Kedoshim. So what's this Pasuk saying? What's this special Pasuk? So he says, Matam Olem Revisim Kedoshim, Lalekechem Zu Kedushas Tzitzis. Magad, this teaches us an interesting thing. Shat Tzitzis, Moisefes Kedusha Lisol, that Tzitzis adds Kedusha to Klaisol, specifically Tzitzis. But it seems like the first opinion, which is the Tanakama, the first opinion understands that V'yisim, that Rasisim as Kol Mitzvah Yisoy, V'yisim Kedoshim is going on, all mitzvahs give Kedusha. It's interesting, what do we do? We'll see, Be'ez Hashem, and we'll touch on this. What is then? What the Rebbe asks, that how could it be going on all mitzvahs? That for that you have a Pasuk V'yisim in Kedoshim to you. Okay, we'll see. But be it as it may, the Tanakama says that you see in this Pasuk that all mitzvahs give Kedusha. So we're going to try to understand, Be'ez Hashem, tonight, what is it? Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvah Yisav, what is it specifically about mitzvahs that give Kedusha? That's what we're going to try to understand, to help us understand what this means. To understand this, we have to first analyze a little bit. What does it mean, Kedusha? It's all Kedusha, Kedusha. What does Kedusha mean? What does Kedusha mean? So the first place to start is Parshas Kedusha. The famous Ramban says, brings down from the Teiras Kehanim. What does the word Kedusha mean? Says the Teiras Kehanim, Kedushim to you means Purushim to you. You shall be Purushim, you shall be removed. You shall be separated, removed. And then he brings down, also in the Teiras Kehanim, it says, V'skadashtem yisim Kedushim ki kodesh ani. Kishem shani kodesh, just like I, Hashem says, just like I'm kodesh, kach atem to you Kedushim, you shall be kodesh. Kishem shani parish, just like I am removed, kach atem to you Purushim, you shall be removed. But what does it mean, you shall be removed? Removed from what? What shall we removed from? So the Ramban has a famous piece over here, how he goes on to explain that it means that we're supposed to be removed from physicality, from Olam Hazeh. He says the Torah commanded us not to eat different foods, but the Torah allowed us to drink wine, eat meat. So a person could say, oh, I could drink wine all day long, right? I could eat meat all day long, and so on, and these types of things. So on that, the Torah says, "Kedoshim to you to remove, to abstain from the physical things of this world, to take right, to leave over the last chip in the bag, right, to leave over a little bit, to be parish, to be removed, and to be separated from Olam Hazeh." In fact, the Reishis Chachma in Shara Kedusha in the first parak in Ois Tezvav, he brings the Ramban and he coins it. He says, a klalas dvaravu, the main idea of the Ramban is, ki metzias kedusha, what is kedusha? He aprishus mikol divrei olam hazeh, from physical things of this world, worldly matters, physical things, these things, taivas olam hazeh, these things, kedusha is to separate, to be pirish, to be removed from those things. He brings psukim, that the word kedusha is pirishus, is to be removed from something. Hagbila sa'ar v'kidashtei, right? To remove, to separate from the mountain, v'kidashtei, to separate it, to be removed from it. Brings different sukkim. So it's an interesting thing. Kedoshim tiyu means to be prushim. Prushim from what? From physicality. So it's an interesting thing. Why is it that it means to be parish from physicality? So I'd like to share a fascinating thing which I saw many years ago. And I think this sheds a lot of light on the idea of kedusha. It's a vart from Reb Shimon Sofer, but it's found in the Hakdama to the Minchas Yitzchak. The Minchas Yitzchak is a pirish on Tesefta and Brachas, and the Minchas Yitzchak was the son of the Marsham. He says in his Hakdama, Shomati b'shem hagoin hatzadik, Marina Reb Shimon Sofer, Av Bezdin Kroka. Lefarish, the pasuk says, Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos, Meloi Chol Aretz Kvodei. He says, a fascinating idea. He says like this. Kadosh, inyan kadosh perushay muvdil. The word kadosh means, like we said till now, means to be muvdil, to be separated. That's what the word kadosh means. So he says, for a person, what are we? We're physical. We're olam hazadik. We're basar v'dam. So for us, when you say, you shall be kadosh, it means be muvdil from that. Because that's what we are. Meaning we are physical. So when the Torah tells us, Kedoshim Tiyu, then it means to be parish from what we are. Right? We are physical beings. We're physical beings. We're Basav Adam. So when the Torah gives us a mitzvah of Kedoshim, to be Kadosh, it means to be removed from physicality. That's what it means. And he goes on to say, fascinating, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has, right? We spoke, right? Ein le gof, ein le, Hashem is no physicality at all, right? Hashem is totally ruchni. We do have, right? Says Reb Shimon Sofer, an unbelievable chiddush. What's kedusha by Hashem? Kedusha by Hashem is like this. Since Hashem is totally spiritual and he has no physicality, so for Hashem, what's the definition of Kedusha? I'll read his words. Kishuhu mavdil es atzmai, mi goido malosai lahashkiach b'shvalim, to come to this world and to mashkiach in this world, that's the definition of Kedusha for Hashem. Because what's Kedusha? Kedusha is to be mavdil from what you are. We're physical. So for us, Kedusha means to be abstained from physicality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally heilig. He's no gashmis at all. So for HaKadosha, for Hashem, he says a bit Kiddush. Kedusha by Hashem, Ki Kadosh Ani, means I'm Kadosh, that I'm Mavdol, and I separate, and I go to the physical world. Says Reb Shimon Sofer, I'm beautiful. Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos. Why? Meloi Chalaretz Kevaydai. This that has the whole Aretz, the physical world, the physical universe, is filled with the Kavod Hashem. That is the definition of Hashem's Kedusha. Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos. Meloi Chalaretz Kevaydai. The Meloi Chalaretz Kevaydai is the definition of Hashem's Kedusha. A beautiful idea from Reb Shimon Sofer. But just you see from him that this idea that the reason Kedusha is to be mavdal from what we are physical. So Kedusha means to be mavdal from our physicality. That's the definition of Kedusha. Okay. But it would seem that I saw in the Reishis Chachma over there in Ois Tezvav, he speaks out a very important idea, and he says that really there's another element, another aspect to Kedusha. Besides Kedusha being removing from physicality, the way he calls it is that there's two aspects. There's the sur meira aspect and there's the asei toiv dimension of Kedusha. What does that mean? He says, the element of sur meira is, like he says, the precious from this world, from physicality. V'yesh b'china shnia b'kedusha. But there is... But there's another... Bechina to Kedusha, what is that? That's Asei Toiv. What is that? Hamshochas or HaKedusha Aleinu. That's drawing the Kedusha on us, bringing down positive Kedusha on a person. So there's the Sur Meira dimension of Kedusha, that's abstaining from physicality. But then there's bringing the Kedusha onto the physical. That's the positive, the Asei Toiv aspect of Kedusha. That's what he says. And just, really, the Masilas Yesharim really speaks this out, that there's, Kedusha is not merely abstaining from physicality, but it's also a positive Kedusha, that the person's body could literally become Kaddish. And he talks about it, he says, Hashchina, the definition of Kedusha, what is this? What does it mean, the Kedusha, person's Kedusha? What is Kedusha? What is it? Hey, like, what does that mean? The way the Masilas Yesharim in Perek Chavav defines it is Hashurat Hashchina. Ki Hashchina Shoyra Aleim on a tzaddik, that's Kaddish, ki Moshe Hoysa Shoyra B'Mikdash. Just like the Beis HaMikdash was a physical edifice, and the Shchina rested on the physical Beis HaMikdash, and that's what made it into the Beis HaMikdash. So too, a Kaddish is someone that the Shchina is literally Shoyra on his physical, on everything physical. His body is like a mikdash, he says. Vir umeata, and then when that happens, he says, this is a har madrega, ha michael shem oichlem hu kekarbon. The everything that they do physical turns into kedusha, it turns into a carbon. He says, kol ma'isav afilu hashvalim v'hagashmim, even their physical actions, but turn kekarbonis of avoidis, turn into like an avoidis Hashem, and like a carbon. So this idea that besides Kedusha is not merely the sur meira, abstaining from physicality, but it's also a positive Kedusha, meaning ashras ashchina, that's manifest on a person's, on the gashmis of a person. The gashmis, the kedushin to you, is that abstaining from the physicality, that's the sur meira aspect, and that asei toiv aspect is the Kedusha, the ashras ashchina that rests on a person's back. The question is, okay, so how does a person try to reach that second aspect? The first aspect is very, very clear cut. When a person, the way to do it is to abstain from physicality. But how does a person work on getting this positive, this kedusha, this ashras hashchina on his physical, physical side? What is this? Oh, so for this, there's asiyas mitzvahs. That's where mitzvahs come in. Like it says, a person does the mitzvahs, v'yisim kedoshim. The person is Kaddish. And the Reishis Chachma over there, when he discusses this positive side of Kedusha, he says, a raya to this is the Tanchuma on the Pasuk of v'yisim kol mitzvah yisim kedoshim. Zeh lashon atanchuma. Bizman she'atem oisem es ha-mitzvahs. When we do mitzvahs, atem mekudashim, Hashem says, we become kaddish, ve'emaschem al umais, and our fear is upon the nations of the world. Oh, pirashtem min ha-mitzvahs, nasis ha-mechulal. But there's a positive kedusha that happens through asiyas ha-mitzvahs. So what is it? Just try to understand this a little bit better. Why is it that mitzvahs give us this kedusha? So we know that a person is a blend of, has two parts. We have a guf and we have a neshama, right? The Vilna Gaon in his Pirush on Yeshaya in Perek Aleph Pasuk Beis, he says like this. Ki ha'odom nechalak l'shtayim. A person has two parts, the guf and the neshama. Ha'guf asher be'eretz yisoydei. The body, the person, the side of it is from this, the eretz, the physical, is the eretz. V'hanefesh, where does the neshama come from? That's from mishamayim mima'al. The neshama comes from chelik alakam mima'al, comes from shamayim. Says the Vilna Gaon, ukinegdon, correspondent to these two parts that we have, the guf and the neshama, shnei chelke ha-tayra. That's Hashem gave us the two parts of the Torah. Torah and mitzvahs. Torah and mitzvahs are correspondent to the guf and the neshama. Torah asher b'shamayim. Torah is b'shamayim. V'amitzvahs asher b'aretz. What does this mean? Torah is b'shamayim and mitzvahs asher b'aretz. What it means is that Torah is a totally spiritual thing. Torah comes from shamayim. Torah is a himmel dika thing. It's a shamayim dika thing, right? And that's correspondent to this that we have a neshama. Our neshama is totally spiritual, and for that, we with our seichel, with our neshama, we learn Torah. That's Torah is correspondent to shamayim is the neshama. Mitzvahs are ba'aretz. What does that mean? What's mitzvahs? Mitzvahs are physical actions that we do. We take things from this world and we do physical actions. We build a sukkah. We shake a lulav, right? We eat matzah. We do physical actions. Mitzvahs are physical actions. Hashem gave us correspondent to our guf, which is physical. It comes from the aretz. Our bodies are very physical, but we're basar adam. We are physical beings. Hashem gave us correspondent to our physicality. Hashem said, do physical actions. Do mitzvahs, physical actions that will elevate your body, right? Do physical actions. These physical actions will elevate a person because they're the rotzen Hashem. The person does the mitzvahs Hashem physical with his body, with the in the physical world. He does the mitzvahs, and that's mezachich, that's mekadosh, that brings the kedusha to the physical, like to explain until now, that kedusha is talking to the physical side of the person. We are physical. We're basav adam. Hashem says be kedushim, and there's two elements to that: to abstain from physicality, but there's the positive, to bring the ashras hashchina to our physicality. How do we do that? By physical actions, which are the ratzon Hashem, meaning do mitzvahs. That's how mitzvahs bring kedusha to a person. That's the idea of kedusha from mitzvahs. Asher kedushana b'mitzvaysav. Oh, it's a very interesting thing. Reb Tzadik in Tzidkas HaTzadik in Oysa Machalef, he says that we know kehanim they're specific, they're unique in the midah of kedusha. And he says the pasuk says that vayibodel Aaron la kedusha kodesh kedoshim pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Aaron, who's the epitome, the perfect, the ultimate kohen, the kohen gadol, right? The highest level of kahuna, he's kodesh kadashim, because the midah of a kohen is kedusha. And then he says, fascinating. L'chein, therefore, ribo behenakos of mitzvahs yiseris. That's exactly why kohanim have more mitzvahs than Yisrael does. Why is it? Because that's what a kohen needs. The midah of a kohen is kedusha, and what brings kedusha? Mitzvahs. That's exactly why Hashem gave more mitzvahs to the kohen, because he needs that higher level kedusha. So he needs more mitzvahs, because mitzvahs bring kedusha. Ki hamitzvahs maisis, physical actions, heim hanoisnim kedusha ba'adam. They give kedusha to a person. Right? And the pasuk says, and we say, "V'nemer kadshenu b'mitzvay secha." And he brings this pasuk, "V'asisim es kol mitzvay say v'yisim kedoshim." Asiyas ha-mitzvahs bring kedusha. Therefore, the kohen who is, needs to be more kadosh, he needs more mitzvahs. And then he goes a step further. We know Chazal tell us that there's another unique, there's a midah that a kohen has. Chazal tell us, "Kohanim zrizim him." Right? Kohanim, they excel in alacrity, they're zrizis. Kohanim zrizim b'maisa. Why? Why did Hashem give them that midah? Hichnes Hashem yizbarach b'hem midah zu. Hashem gave them that midah. Shal zrizos b'maisa. Kidei lahachnes kedusha b'leiv. Because the zrizis is what? Alacrity in our physical actions. Our physical actions, that we do it with more alacrity, with more excitement, that brings more Kedusha, because it's the physical actions that we do give Kedusha, because Kedusha means to elevate and to bring the Shechina into the physical, into our physical side. And that's what Kedusha is, that we're Basav Adam, we bring Kedusha to us. So Zrizus gives more Kedusha to a person. That's why Kahanam is Zrizim. That's what he says. Just as a side, parenthetically, perhaps with this we could explain that before we spoke out that Rebbe in the Sefri, right, I mentioned earlier, he says that the pasuk says v'yisim kedoshim, v'asisim es kol mitzvah say v'yisim kedoshim. That kedusha is not going on all mitzvahs, because all mitzvahs that I already know from kedoshim to you. Oh, what's it going for a special thing about tzitzis gives kedusha? So what's the answer? Why? What do the chachamim tell back to Rebbe? The pasuk already says kedusha kedoshim to you. What do you need? V'yisim kedoshim. But based on this idea, there's two elements to Kedusha. The first is the Sur Meira dimension, right? The Sur Meira, that's Kedoshim to you. Purushim, be abstain from physicality. But then there's the Asay Toiv aspect, and that's the Asay Toiv, that's the Kedoshim to you, that's the V'yisim Kedoshim through mitzvahs. There's two separate things. In fact, the Shari Kedusha over there, he ends off by saying that perhaps, in Ois Yud Zayin, he says, Efshir, that these two Bechinais are hinted to in the Tayas Kahanim that we said before. Kishem Shani Kodesh, Kach Tiu Kedoshim. Kishem Shani Parish, Kach Tiu Prushim. There's two things over here. To be Kodesh and be Parish, there's two things. To abstain from physicality, and there's an Asay Toiv, to be Kodesh, to bring the Asharas HaShchina into our physical side. Oh. So that's Asher Kedushana b'mitzvaysav, that we, by doing the physical actions of mitzvahs, we're adding Kedusha to ourselves. But I just want to end off that there's really another element to Asher Kedushana b'mitzvaysav. There's another Kedusha. And that is like this. The Chofetz Chaim, in his Akdama to Shmiras HaLoshen, he's quoting from the Sefer Charedim, and I want to read to you his Loshen. He says like this. Yodua, it's known, it's known that every person has ramache varim, 248 limbs, which is sagidim ruchniyim, and 365 spiritual sinews. Valeyem melubush, and on top of them he's clothed by ramache varim ushasagidim gashmiyim. The physical, Ramach Evarim, Shasagidim, are the physical clothes. They clothe. There's Ramach Vishasa, Evarim, and spiritual. Where do you see this? The Pasuk in Eiv says, Oru Basar Talbisheni. That you clothe me with skin and flesh. Ubat Samais Vigidim Tesechicheni. And you, Hashem, cover me with bones and sinews. So he says it's called a levush. It's called a garment. Why is it a garment? Because the ramach v'shasagidim gashmiyim are garments that we have inside of us. He calls it, that's mi hilbish imloy ha-nefesh asher b'kirbay. The physical ramach evarim are clothing, are ramach evarim ruchniyim, which are from the nefesh. He says, Balkol Aver of Aver shall hanefesh. Each, the nefesh has different Avarim. Melubish melmaila Aver hagof. Says the Charedim, says the Chafetz Chaim, Keneged zeh, corresponding to these Ramach Avarim Shasagidim, Nosan lana Hakadosh Baruch Hu remach mitzvahs esay v'shesal lois asay. Right? Yesh mitzvah shetolah biyad. Some mitzvahs we do with our hands. Yesh mitzvah shetolah biregel. V'chein shar kol evarim. Each aver has another mitzvah. U'kesha odo mekayim bo'ilam azeh eze mitzvah be'eze aver. When a person does in this world a mitzvah with a specific aver, shoyre lasad lovay or Hashem al oisay aver. That physical action that he does brings an or of Hashem, and he calls it an or kedusha, on that spiritual aver. Nimtza, kisha odo mekayim haramach asein. When a person does the ramach, the 248 mitzvahs essay, then he becomes totally kadosh with all his evar. Says the Chafetz Chaim, "V'zeu mashakosim b'pashas tzitzis v'asisim es kol mitzvayisoy v'isim kadosh v'lekechem." You do all the mitzvahs and you will be kadosh. You see from here that there's another kedusha. When a person does the mitzvahs, his neshama, the ramach evarim, the nefesh, the evarim of the nefesh become kaddish. And the Reish Chachma over there also says this. He says in Tazayin, ki asiyas ha-mitzvah, mekaddish es ha-adam oisif le-kedusha. How? Ki asiyas ha-mitzvah oisif levush or le-neshama. The mitzvah gives the neshama a levush, an all light. Like it says in the Zohar many places, with that lavush, a person is clothed in Gan Eden. Therefore, through him doing a mitzvah, a person is mekadosh himself. That's why we say when we make a bracha, asher kedishanu b'mitzvayisav, ki asiyas hamitzvah, we're doing a mitzvah v'tekadosh haneshama. It's mekadosh the neshama v'talbisha ba'archadosh and gives it a new light. So we see that besides the kedusha, when we do a physical action, that we do a mitzvah, it's mekadosh our bodies, it also gives a kedusha to the neshama, this other idea. Just to end off, based on this, you can understand, there's a very interesting saporna. We'll end with this. The saporna in Parshas Korach, in the beginning of Korach, the Pasuk says that Adas Korach came to Moshe and Aaron and said, Rav lechem, ki kol la'eda kulam kedoshim. Everyone is kadosh. Why are you elevating yourself over everyone else? Notice the words. Ki kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim. Superfluous. Just say, ki kol ha'eda kedoshim. He already said, ki kol, that everyone is kadosh. What's ki kol ha'eda kulam? They're all kedoshim. So there's a point that says very interesting. Listen to this. Ki kol ha'eda, what's kol ha'eda? Means kol echad mehem. Every single one of them. Kol ha'eda. Now the question is, what's kulam kedoshim adding, right? You already said everyone's kadosh. Listen to this. Kulam kedoshim mikaf regel va'ad rosh. From the palms of their feet to their head. They're kadosh. That's kulam. Kulam means they're entirely kadosh. Ki kol ha'eda, everyone is kulam, is entirely kadosh. From head to toe. Right? K'moshe Omar v'yisem kadoshim lelekecha. Like it says, v'yisem kadoshim. What does it mean? What's this idea of being kadosh from head to toe? Mikaf regel v'adresh. And what does he bring from this pasuk v'yisem kadoshim? What does that mean? But based on this Chafetz Chaim, it's beautiful. What they're saying was that Klal Yisrael, each one of them, do all the ramach v'shasah mitzvahs. And therefore, kikulam, from head to toe, all their evarim, from the regal, from head to toe, all the evarim are kedoshim. Basis miskol mitzvah yisim kedoshim. And the Chafetz Chaim says, where do I know this from? From the pasuk of basis miskol mitzvah yisim kedoshim. And that's what exactly the pasuk that the Sephora is bringing. So that's what they were saying. Kikol eida kulam kedoshim. They're entirely kadosh. They're makayim, all the ramach v'shasah mitzvahs. And therefore, all the ramach v'shasah gidim ruchniim. And their bodies, they're all entirely Kaddish, mikaf regel v'adresh. Okay, Ashikach.